Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, my darling. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay.
I understand. I need a nap myself. I do have a couple. I do have one question. I noticed you didn't work your full shift back on the 9th, but your follow-up was a little high, so I just wanted to check and make sure everything was okay. I sent it to you if you want to look at it.
And how many hours did I work that day?
You were allotted 12, which means... Four hours.
Okay. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay. I was just checking on you because I know... Usually, you've been doing really, really, really good. And a TH Quality has sent over a couple of accounts, so just want to go over those real quick with you. Make sure you open in Chrome, otherwise it's not going to do right. I sent the first one, if you want to go ahead and pull that up.
Okay, I'm in it.
All right. So with this customer, she called in and said she never ordered anything for $98.54 and wanted a refund. You explained what she ordered and you explained terms and conditions, but you didn't verify her address or her email for this call. You did offer her that 50% discount for the program and the 50% refund. The customer didn't understand, so you did repeat that you could credit back 50%, but then because you didn't re-offer that save, it didn't count as a save. So it was classified as an autofill by TH Quality. The call was shortly ended after that. I'm not sure what happened, they're not sure if you disconnected or if the customer did. I did pull the call. The customer did end up hanging up that call. But they state the notations on the account were not accurate. So what they mean by that is it said, the way you notated it, you said that CCI had a confirmed cancellation, but you didn't notate the fact of the saves or the refund offer. Does that make sense?
I have a sticky note where I just copy and paste, but I'll have to make one for that.
I gotcha. Yeah, a lot of the clients are wanting their notations to be more thorough and accurate as to what occurred on the call. So if you could make up a few of them, because I'm the same way myself, make up a few that'll actually fit, like with what type of saves you offer. Because I'll be honest, I use the same go-to saves almost 90% of my calls. I offer an extension, 35%, and then 50%. Of course, I adjust the percentages as needed for the campaigns, but... Like, literally, extension, 35, 50. Those are my three saves, and then I'm out my way. So just make sure you're getting them to verify their addresses for the accounts, so that way we can make sure we're handling the right accounts. And then the next one, getting it sent to you, dear. And this would be Timothy. So, again, another thing that this call has in common with the previous one is your notations on the account are not accurate. You need to make sure they're fitting into what that call is about, where if you're offering a discount, if you're offering a save, et cetera. But their notations for the call was CCI to inquire on charge. The agent mentioned what was ordered, but did not verify the address or the email on the account. The terms were explained briefly, but never informed him jewelry will be sent monthly. The notation on the account does not reflect what happened on the call, and the customer is not aware that his account is still active. Let's see. It looks like no saves were offered, but you canceled the account for some reason.
And I didn't offer the 50.
Talk to me.
I didn't offer the 50% discount.
No, ma'am.
I don't know. Usually I offer the 50% discount, and if I do forget, I forget to offer the refund. And is the refund $49?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I need to
remember
that. Which
is the 50% essentially.
Okay. Yeah.
The 50% is technically $49.27, but it's $49 essentially.
Okay. I'm not sure, because I usually offer the 50% discount, but forget to offer the refund.
All right, I understand. Now, there is a call that you just took that is going to be resulting in a next step documentation. It was that Koala Viking call.
Mm-hmm.
You straight up ignored him informing you he's going to be disputing the charges. What happened, hon?
He didn't say he was disputing the charges.
Yes, ma'am. I was listening to the call. He told
okay.
you he was going to file a dispute on those charges because he wasn't going to pay it. And you made your saves. I don't understand why. Did
I'm
you
not
end
sure.
up refunding his account?
I didn't. I just canceled the account.
Okay. All right, my dear. Because that was a chargeback threat, that will have to go to documentation because the threat was ignored. I'll get that put in the system and let you know when it's ready to go. But for the rest of them, we just need to make sure we're getting those notations to fit what occurs on the call. Okay, my dear?
Okay.
And if there's anything I can do, please let me know. I will be more than happy to help you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have any final questions for me, dear?
I don't.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day, and I thank you for your time.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.